You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yeah, we got the feeling and all that stuff on Saturday night. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We will be together for the next 3 hours, gang, listening to the best classic rock that you have never heard. Which means if you like classic rock radio, you will love my show because you will not know these songs by heart, and they rock as hard, if not harder, than commercial radio. We are going to get things started by, where are we going? Oh, I know. We're going to go to Japan. Japan had a beefy classic rock scene, and in 1971, part of that scene sounded like this.
thinking you're all here. You are so lovely, together we are one. Honey, you cut me loose, now I'm crying. I couldn't believe my eyes that you are gone. Yes, you'll be gone.
So there you go, a nice little overview. That was an entire set of classic rock from Japan between the years of 1970 and 1975. This stuff needs to be heard. This stuff kicks. The last track we heard was Kuni Kawachi and Friends, which features Hideki Yashima from the Flowering Traveling Band on guitar. And man, that guitar was insane on that. The song was Kiri Kyojin, which I did not translate. I apologize. That is off of the Love, Peace, and Poetry Volume 4 compilation. The song was recorded in 1970. The Flowering Traveling Band before that gave us Heaven and Hell, their nice little reflection on life. That is off of Made in Japan from 1972. Made in Japan, which came out 6 months before Deep Purple's Made in Japan of the same year. Before the Flowering Traveling Band, we heard Flyed Egg. Yes, that's right. It's an L. Flyed Egg. We heard Rolling Down the Broadway off of, I love this title, Dr. Siegel's Flyed Egg Shooting Machine. That came out in 72. But man, that was heavy. That was a cool one. Before that, Creation with Tobacco Road Live from 1975. That was Creation with Felix Pappalardi playing on it. Because he produced them and they lived with him in Canada for a while. It was freaking awesome. Before Creation, Blues Creation, which was the original band before Creation. They then became Creation. As Blues Creation, we heard Just As I Was Born off of the classic Japanese rock album Demon and 11 Children, which came out in 1971. All of which means you must be listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. You're not going to hear these songs anywhere else. My name is Mike Conway. We are together until 11 p.m., gang. And then Belinda comes in, bubbles in the think tank, at least two of the silliest hours in your lives. In your lives! So stay tuned for that. Until then, we're going to continue with the obscure classic rock. Let's see where we go next. I see where we're going next. We are next going to... Well, sort of Long Island. This is from 1971. This features Mark Stein, the former vocalist from Vanilla Fudge. So if you were once Vanilla Fudge and you found yourself in the New Year 1971, you may have sounded like this.
songs only know all the souls that died there. Glencoe from that day can recall the shame. The silence of the hills would let them know.
The Mighty Cactus, the supergroup that never sort of made it. But that is an awesome version of Parchment Farm. Parchment Farm, I think it's even faster than the Blue Cheer version, which is pretty cool. Anyway, Cactus came out in 1970. That was on vinyl.